I believe that George Zimmerman, the overzealous neighborhood watch captain, should be investigated to the fullest extent of the law, and if he is criminally liable, he should be prosecuted. But I am urging the parents of black and Latino youngsters particularly to not let their children go out wearing hoodies. I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death as George Zimmerman was.
What do you mean?
When you see a kid walking, Juliet, when you see a kid walking down the street, particularly a dark-skinned kid like my son Cruz, who I constantly yelled at when he was going out wearing a damn hoodie or those pants around his ankles, take that hood off. People look at you and what do they think? What's the instant identification? What's the instant association?
Uh-oh.
It's those crime scene surveillance tapes. Every time you see someone sticking up a 7-Eleven, the kid's wearing a hoodie. Every time you see a mugging on a surveillance camera or they get the old lady in the alcove, it's a kid wearing a hoodie. You have to recognize that this whole stylizing yourself as a gangster, you're going to be a gangster wannabe. Well, people are going to perceive you as a menace. Remember Juan Williams, our colleague, our brilliant colleague, he got in trouble with NPR because he said Muslims in formal garb at the airport conjure a certain reaction in him or a response in him. That's an automatic reflex. Juan wasn't defending it. He was explaining that that's what happened when he sees these particular people in that particular place. When you see a black or Latino youngster, particularly on the street, you walk to the other side of the street. You try to avoid that confrontation. Trayvon Martin's, God bless him, he's an innocent kid, a wonderful kid, a box of Skittles in his hand. He didn't deserve to die, but I'll bet you money. If he didn't have that hoodie on, that nutty neighborhood watch guy wouldn't have responded in that violent and aggressive way.
What about the fact, the people of New York, a couple of nights ago, they had a million hoodie march.
You cannot rehabilitate the hoodie. You're not going to. I understand that the reaction might be overzealous or even irrational in some extent. I mean, when you look at the statistics, it may be, but you're not going to rehabilitate the hoodie. There is some things that are almost inevitable. I'm not suggesting that Trayvon Martin had any kind of weapon or anything, but he wore an outfit that allowed someone to respond in this irrational, overzealous way.
Yes.
And if he had been dressed more appropriately, I think unless it's raining out or you're at a track meet, leave the hoodie home. Don't let your children go out there.